indicates that he agrees with the Orach HaShulchan's Pshat in the Mechaber. Because had the Shach agreed with the Prichodos Pshat and the Gross Pshat in the Mechaber, in other words, there are no three levels, there are only two levels, and the Mechaber is just distinguishing vis-a-vis Meliche between Chtichasisa that is also Midaraise and Chtichasisa also Midarabonon. So then we have to say that it's totally safer. And in our text, according to our text, we cannot apply the Goyim's Pshat. So maybe the Shach should say, there is a Toy Sefer, how is it he doesn't say anything? Apparently, the Shach is satisfied with the text, the regular text, without the correction. So it's mistaber that the Shach understood. That's the reason as to why when I went over the Mechaber, I explained it in accordance with the Shita of the Orach HaShulchan. Because it seems that the Shach understood the Mechaber in the same way. So Mimele, according to the Orach HaShulchan Pshat, I mean, according to the text that we have, without any corrections. So we have to explain it like the Orach HaShulchan, that there are three levels. So Mimele, yes, the Kashe, Ksas Koshe, the Havel, Mimar, Gibbuse, Yeseya, Afil, Bikoch, Shmigamre, Kidililil, Sof, Simen, Heimitz, Li, Vichin, Kosa, Bibis, Yosef. Vayikra, Lidine, Hisik, Marshal, Baagor, Sof, Litur, Umivi, Abach, Vizel, Shemi, Da, Afil, Yamrin, Hoche, Hanem, Mile, Linyan, Tzli, שחיים או איש מפתים, מהי להי, וגם שני המחמים, שהרי ניצלו זה עם זה, אבל במליך אלו עם הצונו, אבל במליך אלו עם הצונו סבור הזו, וגם בצלי גוף החידשו, ושום מחבר לחילי, כלסתום הפסקנון, כל מוקים שהוא יסר אני יוכל לילך לפפיה, עוז אפילו עם החתיכס התאה, שמיינו או אישורת. In other words, the marshal, so the Taz mentioned that, and the Taz mentioned that, the marshal shite is that he is chilek on this din of the Mechaber, which is mentioned in the Tur, that not only when the Isar is Shomein, so it's Mefapeya in the Heter, but even in the Heter is Shomein, the Isar is Kochush, so we say that the Heter is Shomein, first, in the first step, it converts the heretofore Kochush into Shomein, and once the heretofore Isar Kochush is converted to Shomein, then the present Rishomein, the heretofore Kochush, is Mefapeya Bichule in the head. So the Mashal is Chelekan. The Mashal is Chelekan. And then the Mashal says, and even if we accept the Chite, so it has a basis. So he doesn't agree with that Chite, even vis-a-vis Tzli. But he says, for argument's sake, even Naniach, that it has a basis. So it has a basis only in Tzli. But in Meliach, it certainly has no basis. This is what Mashal is saying. That's very mistaba. So even according to the Torah and the Mechaber, that this halacha, that where the heter is shomim, so the heter converts the iser, so the by meliach too, so it's only shayach if the heter itself, on account of the meliach, is riseach. Meliach harekeseach. So, but suppose the heter is tofel is unsalted and the iser is salted. So of what avail is the fact that the heter is shomim? But the heter is shomim, but it's cold. You see, it's tofel. So even according to the Torah and Mechaber, I mean that's the double portion. Even according to the Torah and Mechaber, that the heter the shomim converts the iser, the kochush, into shomim. So it's only shayach if the heter is meliach. But if the heter is tofel and only the iser is meliach, so the thing that is choseach is not shomein, and the thing that is shomein is not choseach. So how can a cold heter convert a heretofore kochush iser into shomein? This is our question. All right, now I want to go over siflamit, and I don't think that there are any other important shachs atzif asimen. So, but you have to go over the shachs and the taz atzif asimen. Maybe there is. I mean, I might forget. But we are just going over this shach, and then tomorrow we'll start Simen Kuvov and also Simen Kuv Zayin. All right, but I just want to go over Sivram. Now, Ulinyan Shoachtichas. Now, this is a very profound shach. Ulinyan Shoachtichas. Now, what does the Mechaber say? Ulinyan Shoachtichas Shnim Loch Yachat. Imein Bechol Achas Mehem. Bifni Atzmo. Shishim Levat Lachilev. Asuris. Vim Mistalfim Biyachat Levat Lachilev. Levat Lachilev. Dein Chilev Mifapeya Mechticha Lechticha Belerit. Vim Ein Yedua Im Noka Bichulon. Kulon. Asuris. When you do a show in Nogalabachas, when you do a easy, Kulomitoris, the Hadbitre bot, I feel like Tikas away this habit. So we went to, now we didn't go over the Taz, Sifra base. We didn't go over. Oh, you went over the Taz.
Yeah, we did.
We did. All right, let's go over again. So, the Inchimet Mifapea Michticha Lichticha. Lichticha Lichticha. Mizenim Shagam Kikule. The Aine in the Beiro in Noga Achilev, Rag Beachas man, or the Achilis Mitoris. Vani Tamala Shokhanoch, Shepsokov Seisrim Zeze, Shalil, yes, of course he went over, and I mentioned the Nikudis Akesevs. Yeah. Vani Tamala Shokhanoch, Shepsokov Seisrim Zeze, Shalil Sisiv Zayed, Posak, Shimbolom in Advorim and Fapim Vitiva, Kin Shumen Niseres Havato Avilerated, Vudas Arajbo, Sheiviato, Vikam Posak, Sheblias Achilev, in Yatibulerated, Vudas Maram, be more the Hyperion and Oshi, Vabisios Mivie. ואין לי מה דיקן מהיר בחילב כוחוש, שמפפיה, דימות חי כוסף בפירוש, דין זה על החילב של הכרס, שהוא יקרה חילב, ויסו דימו יחילב כוחוש, עמי צורך סמר בכל אחד ונעת. ועל כוחך לימד עם הרם פוליק הרש בו, הוא סביר לידי גם בייסה שומן הנה יצא בלראיתי. So in other words, so the din that was mentioned in Siv Zion, that the Dovah Balua is not Yetzi Mechticha Lechticha if it's Kochosh. But if it's Dovah Shomein, the Balua is Yetzi, that's the Shittes Arash Bo. This din, that's the Shittes Maram. So in other words, so how can the Mechaber be Mizaki Shtore Levitrei? How can Mechaber Zaki Shtore Levitrei? V'yakoch leimad im haram polik arash bo usfir li gam b'yisa shomeni yitzim lereitiv. Kol shubu lebei. Alkoch tim al shukhanoch shol hirgish machlei kezu. Gam do vush kosuf kumib shukhanoch kam. V'uta muameid. V'in leimad lil mayr li yitzli v'och bim biche. Do maskin migmor mili akirti ad isli. U'maskon b'yel shor kenu da amikisli. So the Taz says that it is the two Mechabers are saying to each other. Siv Zayin the Mechaber is declaratory of the Shittes Rashbo that Dova Belua is not Yetzim Yechticha Lechticha only when it's a Kochush, but if the Dova Belua is a Shomein it's Yetzim Yechticha Lechticha, and in Siv Tes, is declaratory, is expressive of the Shittes Mara. So that says, now I said that the Goyen holds that the Mechaber has a Sofik. The Mechaber has a Sofik. The Goyen doesn't say it explicitly, but very little is mentioned by the Gro explicitly. I think this is what the Gro meant. If you go over all the Bir HaGros here, so you'll see. I mean that according to the Gro, so the Mechaber has his suffix. So Mimele, there when he says that he Bamedvor Amurim Kishebolo Yisashin Mfapeya, Avobolo Nadvorim Amfapim Bitivu Kishumin Seras Chavato, Bim Bitzli Bin Zgav Zecham Mecham Tachtin Lecham Velin Esneino, Shol Yisra Abolua Baatz Mfapi Yisra Tirtir. So Lechumri says maybe it is like the Rashbo, but here because it's not true. So he says, "Ulin yeshoach derashinim luchayachat imeim b'cholachas mem b'vneatz moshishim levatel hachilev asureis." But v'mitzdalfim biyachat levatel hachilev. The chilev mifapeim lichticha, but according to Rashbo, it's if it's idom hashomein, so it's yei the chilev that's idom hashomein. Ligamre, so it's mitir lichticha. So according to Gro, if the mechaber had been sure that Allah is like the Rashbo, so then he would say it. But he's not sure, so he's cheshish lechumre here. For the Shittes Maram, and over there in Siv Zayin is Chesh L'chumre for the Shittes Rashi. That's according to the Gro. But in the Shach Nekudas HaKesef, here his pshat is a little different than the Gro. It's not that the Mechaber wasn't sure. But the Mechaber held that there is no stira between the Shittes Rashbo and the Shittes Maram. In other words, what does the Rashba say? That the Dova Shomim Balua is Yetzim Lechticha Lechticha. But there is no even distribution. So in one Chaticha there might be more Blie, more Riseh, than in the other. So Mimele, if there is even distribution, so then you can be Mitzarif all the Chtichas. As long as you know that all the Chtichas together have 60 measures, Neged Achilev, or Neged Chticha that has Chilev joining to it, so Mimele, so it's evenly distributed. So there is Shishim in every unit. In every unit of any Chatich. But So Mimele, so that not. When can we have even distribution? Only when there is Reitev. But when there is no Reitev, so Balua does not have even distribution. Is not evenly distributed. But it's Yetzim Lechticha Lechticha, but it might, in one Chaticha, it might be Nivra more than another Chaticha. It all depends upon many factors. Let's say, all the Chatichas, so, Mimele, they are Negea in each other. But it might be in one, there is more Yisea than the other. So in one Chaticha, there is no Shishim of the Heter. This is what Nikudas HaKesem says. ואני תאמר על שכונו, חלוי קשי מידי, דלחום רכה יש, דמפפיה מכתיך לכתיך בלרייטיב. אבל הוכי קומה בסוף סוף, אם מצטרף, דן חילף מפפיה בחולון בלרייטיב, דנאי מדעה וכבישו ממש, ומספשת בחולי בשווה. דיוח לי יש בנישה קצת בכתיך אחס, בניין שאין בקוד לבד, וקלוב. Alright. Now let's see the שח. ובניין שור אכתיך שנים לוחו יחד, אם אין בכל אחס מהם בפני עצמו שישים לבד אל, החילב, אסורס. So if each chatiche does not have 60 measures, so then it's osa. Ve'im itztarfim biyachet levatel achilev. De'in chilev mifapeya michtiche lichtiche, so according to Nikudas HaKesef it means, in chilev mifapeya michtiche lichtiche, evenly, below your head. Ve'im en yodua im lo rabbi chulon, so kula rasois. Ve'im yodua, so linoga elo be'achas. So, if we may do a noga becholon kulasuris, we may do a shonoga bachas, we may do a easy kulomitoris, the had with rebot, a feeling there's only this rabbit. Bem is a das mara, shave a mod, I say pergranoshi, I will invite him, I shall raise him, I shall save. Udo, the rain shake is noga becholon. So, kishinoga becholon, the rain kishin yodua in noga becholon, I'll call her namelinessa. Elo echod me. So in other words, the Mechaber says in the Seife, if it's Yodua Sholei Noga Lebachas Men, so then only one is Oseh, the other is not Oseh. So Mimele, we don't know which one is Oseh, so it's Mechad Mitreibot. Mechad Mitreibot, he says. But, so he says, the Bereishek is Nog Becholon, v'chen kein she Yodua in Becholon, al koch nabli nesar lebachas men, al derech Moshel, ki gein she hoyu kan yud chatiches. V'yesh b'chol achas mehen nun v'tisho neged achil. Di teime. So in other words, each chaticha by itself cannot be mivatel the whole chil. Because it only has 59 measures. So each chaticha by itself cannot be mivatel. Di teime. She'echod me enesa mipne shenivla bon achilev. So in other words, so all the chilev was nivla in one chaticha. But, so mimele, and that one chaticha, let's say, this is the chilev. This is a chilev. And let's say that this whole chilev was nivla in this chatiche. And this chatiche has only 59 measures connected this. So mimele, it cannot be muta, there is no bittul. But if all the chilev was nivla in this, then there is nothing left to be nivla in the other chatiches. So why should the other chatiches be osea, even though each chatiche in itself does not have 60 measures? So what? But, if the chilev will be distributed among all the chatiches, so then each chatiche will have shishim, neged that fraction of the chilev that was absorbed in that individual chatiche. So, but you are afraid lest the bulk of the chilev was nivla in one chatiche. In one chatiche. So mimele, so that one chatiche does not have 60 measures to negate the whole bulk of the chilev. But if the whole bulk of the chilev was nivla in one chatiche, so there is nothing left to be nivla and give a time in the other chatiches. So why should the other chatiches be osea? But you don't know which is which. All right? So there is only one that is osea. So mimele, there should be a bit of yovish b'yovish of chad b'trei. It's a very strong kash. Al derech moshel. Kin shehoy kan yud chatiches. ויש בכל אחס מהם נון ותשע נגד החילב. די תאים שאחס מהם נעשה מפני שנבלו בחילב. ואם בסמך לבד לי, because each חתיכה does not have 60 measures נגד the whole חילב. But נגד the fraction of the חילב, each חתיכה has 60 measures. So מה נפשך? If the חילב was distributed, whether evenly or unevenly, if it was distributed, in all the chatiches. So then only a fraction of the chalef was absorbed by any individual chatiche. And as against a fraction of the whole chalef, so every individual chatiche has 60 measures negative. But the other possibility is maybe the bulk of the chalef was absorbed by one chatiche, by chatiche X. But if the bulk of the chalef was absorbed by chatiche X, so then there was nothing left to be absorbed by the other chatiches. So chatiche A and chatiche B and chatiche C and chatiche D should be muter. But we don't know which is chatiche A and which is chatiche B and which is chatiche X. So we have it aruves of yavish b'yavish. Im kein shuv. אין השון נסורים, ואם כי הכוח נסר לאחס מהן, ובאת ברוב, וכן הוא דעס רבני נסנר, שאיבה מאוד חשוב. מי הוא אמרם גופר לקשמי? די אפשר החתיך, די אפשר, מי הוא, אמרם קשמי, די אפשר דהי נתיימה, די כשנוגע ביחוד מהם, לא ידינון כמה נופק מיני, ונסרו החתיכס, ושוב חוזר החילב, ובולו מנחתיך דעת. In other words, let's say, you have here, you have here the chatiches, and here is the chilev. Here is the chilev. The chilev. So, and this touches the chatiches, and the chilev touches the chatiches. So, mimele, so it's possible that 59/60 of the chilev is niflet from this chatiche of chilev. I mean, the whole chatiche represents 60/60 of chilev. But 59/60, let's say, of the chilev is niflet from the chilev, and it's absorbed by this chatiche. It's absorbed by this chatiche, with which it's in contact. So a mashu is left in the chilev. A mashu is left in the chilev. Then, this happens in the first step. So 59/60 of the chilev is niflet from that. Only 1/60 of its size remains, and the rest is taken over, is absorbed by this chatiche sefer. Then, after that, so 59/60 are niflet from the chatiche sefer and taken over by the this piece of chilev. By this is chilev. And the Maram, he agrees in the Shilas Rishenim that we apply the aloche of Tichanasis Nevele by Shorisur. So Mimele, when let's say the bulk, the major portion of the chilev was niflet from the chilev chtich. I said 59/60. It doesn't have to be 59/60. I'm not a major portion of the chilev was broke off, was niflet from the chtichas chilev. And it was absorbed by the chatiches seter. And now the Maram agrees with the Shilas Rishenim that the aloche of tichanas nevele applies to shori surim. So once a substantial portion, a major portion of the chilev broke off from the chilev and was absorbed by the chatiches seter, so the whole chatiches seter became a chavtzov isa, tichanas nevele. The Maram doesn't agree with Rav Nachman Shite that tichanas nevele applies only to basul chalav. So mimele, even the particles of the heter, the particles of boso, become a chefetz of isa. So then, in the second step, so this small piece of chilev that was left, that did not break off yet from itself, so absorbed particles of heter, and because the maram shite is that chtichanas nevele applies to shori surim, so the moment this chtichas heter took absorbed a major portion of this chilev, let's say, took over. This thing broke off, was niflat. This piece remained. So the moment this piece was absorbed by the chtichas heter, so even the particles of heter, so became a chefetz of isa. Just as we say by Bosa Becholov, that the particles of heter become isa. So according to the Rishay Deran, who is chelik Rabbi Ephraim, so that is true of this chtichas heter. So even the particles of boso that were heter originally became chefetz of isa the moment it absorbed this major portion from the chilev. That happened in the first step. Then in the second step, so this piece of chilev that remained, that did not break off, absorbs a substantial portion of particles of heter. And it's not heter anymore, it's isa already. You see. So Mimele, this is what he says. The Heine time. The Efshad Eile Time, Shinogabechad Nul Yadim, Kamenof, Nesra Achtiches. He says Nesra Achtiches. So what he means, as the Primigodim points out, he means Nesra Achtiches. The first Tiche that absorbed from the Chilev. Vishuv Chosra Chilev, the little bit of Chilev that remained that did not break off. Vishuv Chosra Chilev, Ubolam Achtiche the Heter. Vinasu Gama Heterisa. So then, and it absorbed the same quantity that it was peled. Let's say, this chilev, the whole portion of chilev is a kazayis. So then, it was peled, 59, 60 years of a kazayis, of that chilev broke off, was niflat, and was absorbed by this tichaseta. So mele, even the particles of etta of that chilev. Then, in the second step, let's say a few minutes later, so the remaining piece that did not break off as yet absorbed particles of boso, also 59, 60 years, from the particles of the boso here. But the particles of the boso that originally were heter are now is already, on account of the fact that the 59, 60 years of the kazayis of chilev became nivra in it. So even the particles of the boso became heftzav isa. So, once the particles of Bosa became a Hefzav Iser, then this remaining small portion of Chelev that did not break off absorbed the same kind of quantity, 59, 60 years of Ikazais, of the particles of the Bosa. But that Bosa is considered as Chelev, because Tichanas Nevela. Then, that's in the second step. Now, this is, so, and it's again in touch, in contact with this chatiche. So in the third step, so this chatiche absorbs again 59/60 of that chatiche. And even though the bulk of the chatiche was constituted by particles that originally were heter, but at the time this piece absorbed them, these particles were particles of Israel. So in the third step, so in other words, So in many steps, first, in the first step, a major portion of that chilev breaks away from the chilev, breaks off from the chilev, and it's absorbed by this eta. Then, in the second step, so a major portion of the particles of eta, which is now iser, break off, and they are absorbed by this small piece of chilev that remained, that never broke off. Then so everything is chilev, you see, because it gives it time, you see. So and then in the third step, so a substantial portion of this chatiche, which is considered al pedim to be kulei chilev, even though it was constituted by 59, 60 years of the kazayis breaking away from the heretofore particles of eta, but at that time when they did break away, they were considered as chilev. So a major portion of this, which is in contact with this chatiche, so is niflat from here, and it's absorbed by this chatiche. So again, this chatiche becomes aser, and if it's in contact, let's say, with another chatiche, so then it again asers. This is what he says. Mi amaram gufel ikashim bine. There should any time doshinu kabeachot mem liyadinu kamenofik mene. Vinesro achtiches. Vishuf choza. When he says vinesro achtiches, that he means, at the end, all the chatiches are osir. But at the time when the first step takes place, only that individual chatiche became osir. So he says, Vishuv chozer achilev, the small piece that remained and did not break away, that remained intact in its place, ubolam nachticha deheta. So, but it's not heter anymore. It's already isir, because chatiche nas nevel, vinasu gama heter isir. Those little times, you can see chatiche nas nevel, v'chein shenoga b'chol. So he says, so if we say like that, so it's even possible to reconcile the two shittas, the Maram and Rabbein Elsanan. We don't have to say to the Achilik, but they have reference to different situations, different cases. The Maram Rabbein Elsanan replicate, the Achil Gav, the Mashal Hedim, the Maram Shom, the Mnoga Bivade Bechulon. Sorry, Bicholechot Shishim Livati Lachilev, Uchidasa Bis Yosef. מכל מוקים נראה דמיירה שגם אחתיכס מלוכס. דוז אחתיכס מפליטים גם כן, ומבלים בחלף. ורב נסנל מיירה שאין אחתיכס מלוכס. וחלקם יכול דוכתב דווקא מליח מפליט, אבל הוא יעטופל, ולא יקרש משקוס בשיעה זה מפליט. אורי, אבל המחבה, דסביר עלי דולי אמרינון. תכנסנו ואלו בשור איסורים. So במילה, since he passes like an Ephraim, so when the major, let's say, this has a kazayis of chelev, and then when 59-60 years of the kazayis of the chelev break off from this piece, and they are absorbed by this piece, so then the particles of the chelev become chepza visa, according to Mechaba, because he passes like an Ephraim. So memele, when in the second step, this little piece absorbs particles of heter, so then it doesn't become osar and kelatasa, the other chatiches, because we don't see chatiches as the vele konen mechada. So maybe there is a kashas, there is a stira between reishim and seif. Now, so the shach is very profound, but Rabbi Kveiger is even more profound. So he says, avo mechada di svirli, koshali, ho yesh leima. So he says that mechada is not difficult at all. And on the contrary, he says that the maram is more difficult than the mechada. Koshul, hoyesh leima d'chay shinon d'acha sh'nesach t'chachs me'achilev, choza v'niflat achilev me'ach t'chel. V'nishal, d'acha sh'nesach t'chachs me'achilev, choza v'niflat achilev me'ach t'chel, v'nishal b'irak mashu chilev, d'nishal ach t'chel b'yisuro, af le'am chaber, d'lo yam rinon, חתיכת מס נבלה, כדי איסה בסימן כובוב, ואין בתשום את הרעש בו, שהיא בבס יוסף שום, ואחר שנפלט החילב, חיזר ואיסר, חתיך לה החרס. חתיך לה החרס. So he says, ועד הרב עולם חבר לקקושי. So in other words, so he says that the מחבר can also be explained. Because through the מחבר, doesn't the paskins like Rabbi Ephraim, we don't say chticha atzman as nevele, but the mechaber paskins, and that's the machlekes between Lehevet and Simen Kuvov, the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Tur. Now, they both paskin like Rabbi Ephraim, that we don't say chticha as nevele by Shor Yisurim. But the Rashbo says that even though we don't say chticha atzman as nevele by Shor Yisurim, but the same chaticha remains us. The same chaticha remains us. By Shor Yisurim too. The Tur says no. If we say that by Shor Yisurim we don't apply the aloch of Tichas Mas Nevele, so Mele Shor Yisichti is also muta. But the shita of the Rashbo is that even though by Shor Yisurim Tichas Mas Nevele we don't say, but Shor Yisichti is also. So the Mechaber Paskins now turn to Simen Kuvov. Chticho Shebolo Yiseh Ve'im Bo Samach Levatlei שנופו לגדירו, אין ניסרס אלו לפחש בניסה שבו. שאם יש מה שבגדירו, מצורף ממחתיך עצמו. שישים כנגד ישר הבלוע בו, מוטה מה שבגדירו. אבל החתיך עצמו אסורו. לפי שניסה שבו, נפלט ממנו לגמרי. So that word, suppose you cooked a different chilev. I'm sorry. Suppose you cooked a chtiche of heta. Or bosor shruta. You cooked with chtiche or the chtiche of chel. So then, and you identified the chtiche of veta. But then it absorbed al the bishul a tam of chel. The chtiche of veta absorbed the tam of chel. Then you took it out. So in other words, the chtiche itself is not osir, but it was below yaisa. It was below yaisa. Then you took that chtiche. Then you took that chtiche. Let's say that this chatiche that has a size of 9 gzeisim, it absorbed 1 kazayis of chilev. But we don't say chatiche nasis nevele. So how much iser is there? In the chatiche, not 10 gzeisim iser, but just 1 kazayis. Because the mechaber paskins like Rabbi Ephraim. Then he took this chatiche that has 10 gzeisim, but only 1 kazayis iser belua in it. And he put it in the gdeire with other chatiches. And the other gdeire has 60 measures negative 1 kazayis, but he doesn't have 60 measures negative 10 kazayis. So the other gdeire is muta. because according to Rabbi Ephraim, because we don't say Chticha Atzmas Nevele. How about that Chticha itself? That Chticha that originally absorbed one Kazayis and it gave it time of Chilev in that Chticha's Boso, but now that it was put in another Gdeire, so it was Nischat, and it was distributed evenly in the other, in the whole, the rest of the Gdeire. So the Torah says, even that Chticha itself becomes Mutar. Because since by Shor Yisurim, according to Rabbi Ephraim, we don't say Chticha Atzmas Nevele, so actually say Chticha, even that Chticha itself becomes Mutar. But the two, there's the Torah Shite, but the Rashi, the Mechaber Paskas like the Rashi. So he says, Chticha Shebol Yis, Avein Bo Samach Levad, Shenof Ulu Gdeir, Ein Yisar Esal Fichesh, Misa Shebol, Shim Yeish Ba Meshe Bigdeiro, Mitzuref Mach Chticha Atzmas, Shishim Kereget Yisrael Bolu Abo, Muta Mashe Bigdeiro, Avol Chticha Atzmas Asur, Lifi Sheisa Shebo In Niflat Mimenu Ligamre. Now, so this is what Rabbi Kveya says. Kosh, Hodo Yeish Leima Dichai Shinon, The achas and esach ticha achas meachilev, chozar v'niflat, hachilev meach tich, v'nisha beirak mashu chilev, v'nisha ach ticha beisuro. So in other words, that once, now, you have here the chilev. You have here the chilev. So it was... And the chticha absorbed chilev, a major portion of chilev. I mean, major enough, a portion that it was large enough to give it time of chilev in this chticha. In this chticha. So the achas and esrach chticha, achas meachilev, choza v'niflat achilev meachticha. So then it was niflat. It was niflat. And the bulk of the chilev was niflat. It came out. And the Mechaber passes like the Rashbo. So even though the bulk, first this Chatiche, a major portion of this Chatiche was absorbed by this Chatiche, but then it came out again. Then it came out again. So, V'nivachil of Ma'atiche. So, Memele, what is the Kashe of the Rashbo? The Kashe of the Rashbo is true that each Chatiche does not have 60 measures. Negedoho, all the Chilev. But it has 60 measures, negative fraction of the chilev. So, Monefshach, if only a fraction of the chtichas chilev was absorbed by a chatiche, so then there is certainly 60 measures in each individual chatiche, negate a fraction of the chilev. So every chatiche should be muta. But the other possibility is maybe the bulk of the chilev was absorbed by one chatiche. And Mimele, every individual Chaticha does not have 60 measures, neged the bulk of the Chilev. But, so the Shas Kasha was, but if the bulk of the Chilev was absorbed by one Chaticha, by this Chaticha, so Mimele, there is no Chilev left over to give it time in the other Chaticha. So the Rabbi Shmiga says, no, since the Mechaber Paskos like the Rashbo, that even though we don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevele, but we do say, actually, say Chtiyoser, so Mimele, it's possible that the same chilev that was absorbed by one chatiche, after it is absorbed by this chatiche, it will come out from this chatiche. It will come out from this chatiche. So, and then it will go, it will be absorbed by this chatiche. So, in other words, let's say we need, let's say, 59 sixtieths or 50 sixtieths of a kazayis. Now, the chilev is a kazayis. Let's say, in order to give it time in the chatiche, I'm mentioning the achmoshel, it doesn't make any difference. We need 55 sixths of a kazayis, of chilev, in order to give it time in the chatiche setting. So the Rabbi Kveya says that the Mechaber can be explained, because this kazayis has 6 sixths, or 66 sixths, of chilev, of a kazayis. 6 sixtieths of a kazayis of chilev. Maybe in the first step, so 5 sixths of that kazayis of chilev breaks off from the chtichas chilev, and it's absorbed by this chatiche, and that's enough to give it time. Now then the bulk of that chilev that was absorbed by this chatiche is niflat from that chatiche, and it leaves only in mashu. Because if he doesn't live in Mashu, then the Rashba wouldn't say Efshali Sichti Osa. When does the Rashba say Efshali Sichti Osa? The reason is why the Rashba says that by even though according to Rav Nefraim by Shori Surim we don't see the chasmas in the veil, but actually say we say zosa. But the Gemara equates one with the other. The machlik is between Rav and Shmuel whether we say the chasmas in the veil, actually say the osa, or we say actually say the izmuter. So the Rashba agrees with the pshat of the Ramban. I discussed it already more than once. In other words, according to Rashi, so the Gemara is saying that Rav is saying Efshal Isechtei, the Mandoma Shmuel is saying Efshal Isechtei is muter. He doesn't say it in the subjunctive. He says Efshal Isechtei is muter. And Mimelech Tichatz Moinen Asin Mele. And Rav says Efshal Isechtei is Osam Melech Tichatz Moinen Asin Mele. But according to Ramban's Pshat and the Rashi's Pshat, the Gemara is saying it in the subjunctive. If it had been possible to squeeze out every droplet of cholov from the Chatiche, so then Rav says, Shmuel says it would be muta. Mimele, since, so in the event it had been possible that to squeeze out every droplet, so then the chticha itself would become muter. So mimele we can't say chticha atzmas in the mele. But Rav says no. Even in the event one succeeded in squeezing out every droplet, so it would still be osea. I mean, it would still be osea. So mimele we say chticha atzmas in the mele. So, but the truth is that bimtzias when you take a chticha of bosor that absorb the kazayis of chilev and you cook it in another gdeire, so not all the chilev will come out. A little bit will remain. So mimele, that chaticha will always be osa. So that's the reason why the Rashba says that even though by shori surim we don't say chaticha asmas nevele, so but the same chaticha remains osa. Why? Because Shmuel only says Efshal Isechte is muter if it had been possible to squeeze out every particle. So Mimele, it would be muter. But Bimtzias, it's impossible. It's impossible. So Mimele, in view of the fact that Bimtzias, it's impossible to squeeze out every particle of Visa of Chilev that the Chticha absorbed originally, so Mimele, it always remains Osea. Even though the Hetea particles did not become Isea. But since there is one particle of Isea remaining in the Hetea Chticha, so Mimele, and Beetle was not Chal, so it remains Osea as a remnant of Isea. It remains Osea as a remnant of Isea. That's the Shita Zarajbo. So Mimele, Rabbi Kilega says, according to Machaber, so even though the Mechaba passes like Rav Nefraim, so and each chaticha does not have shishim neged the whole chilev, but neged the fraction of the chilev, it has shishim. So the kasha of the shach was only one should be osea. At most, it could happen that chaticha should become osea, because monefshech, if only a fraction of the chilev is absorbed by each individual chaticha, so that every chaticha is muta. Because there are 60 measures, negative fraction. And if you say that maybe in one chatiche, the whole, all of the chilev was absorbed, was nivla, so mimele, and then there is no shishim negative all the chilev, so then there is nothing left over in the chilev chatiche to be absorbed by another chatiche. That's the kasha l'shach. So Rabbi Kiriya says, no, it's possible that the major portion of the chilev broke off from the chatiche's chilev, and it gave a time in this chatiche. And after it gave a time in this chatiche for a few moments, then the same portion of chilev that was absorbed will be niflat. The chilev itself, not particles of heter, will be niflat. But the chilev itself will be niflat, and it will be absorbed by the other chatiche that is in contact with this chatiche. So the other chatiche will have a time of chilev. But then you ask, Monefshech, if the whole quantity of chilev that was absorbed by this chatiche is niflat from this chatiche, and this is absorbed by this chatiche, so this chatiche should become muter. So he says, no, but the Mechaba paskos like the Rashba. That even though it was niflat, but efshal isechte is osa. This is the kashi of Rabbi Kveya. So he says, כאשר יהיה יש לך שינוי דרך שנסח תיחה אחס מהחילב, חוזר ונפלות החילב מהחתיכה, ונשאר בי רק משהו חילב, דנשאר החתיכה בייסורי, אף מהמחבה, ולאמרים לך תיחה אס מהסנבילה, כדי יישא בסימן כובוב, ואיים בתשובה זה רשבה שאי בבס יוסף שם, ואחר שנפלות החילב, חיזר ואיסה חתיכה אחרס, חתיכה אחרס, ויד הרבה על המחבה לקיקושי, די שלימה, די סביר עלי, די שמן, די שומן יצא מחתיכה לחתיכה ולא יראיתי. So you'll ask Kikashi, but how can we say how can we say that the first, the bulk of the chilev breaks off from the chaticha chilev, and it's absorbed by this chaticha, and this chaticha, and then it gives a tam in this chaticha, and then after it was beluach in this chaticha for a few moments, the same quantity, 5/6 of the chilev chaticha that was broke off and was absorbed by this chaticha, is yeitze from this chaticha, and is absorbed by this chaticha. But in beluach yeitze, even if it's shomein, so the answer is for the Mechaba Paskins like the Rashbo. The Mechaba Paskins like the Rashbo. That Belua is Yeitzei. If it is shomein. Now the Chilev is the Dama Shomein. So after it broke off from the Chetichas Chilev and was absorbed by this Chetiche, it will break off again. The same Chilev that was Nivla for a few moments in this Chetiche will break off, will be Nivla from this Chetiche. And the same Chilev, not particles of Eter, but the same chilev. You see, the Shach operated with the premise that particles of Eter can asa. That's only true according to the Maram, not according to the Mechaber, because the particles of Eter remain Eter, because he passes like Rabbi Ephraim. But Rabbi Gleir operates not with the premise that particles of Eter will break off. No, the particles of chilev that broke off and were absorbed by this Chatiche will again break off from this Chatiche, and the same particles of Chilev, the 5/6 of the Kazais, will break off from this Chatiche, and they will be Yetzei, they'll travel to this Chatiche. And then they'll give it time in this Chatiche for a few minutes. And then they'll be Niflat again from this Chatiche, and they'll travel into this Chatiche, and they'll ask of all the Chatiches. You see, and you cannot ask, but if they break off from this Chatiche, so this Chatiche should become Muter. No, because Mechaba Paskins, that have shown the Sechte Yisosa. So he says, the other rabbi, alam chaba like a kushi, the ishlima is really the shaman yetzim yichticha lichticha belereit. As the Shach says, that the mechaba holds, that shaman is yetz, yichticha lichticha belereit, el adrinyan zel imahane, the hakel mistarif, di bekol mokim shemali pipea bishovet. In other words, as Nukles HaKesef says, there is no even distribution. Chumash Kosim Kles HaKesef. V'im kin shapya yish achshash b'chozer achile v'niflat. Avla maram atzmei disvir alei. Da filo likule. Amrinon. Deim bolu ha-shomen yeitze michtiche lo yichtiche. Lekech shash klal. Loi lechilev shechozer v'niflat. V'loi gam loi limadi nokat. Da achilev chozer ubola machtiche deeter. Deom kol mokeim habela beheta shenivla bechilev in yeitze machilev. V'neis al isha achtiches. Now that we have to understand. So he says, but the Shach is difficult. The Maram cannot be explained the way the Shach explained the Maram. You see, Rabbi Gleiger explains the Mechaber on the basis of a plate of the Chilev itself. So first, this 5/6 of the Kazayis of Chilev is taken over, is absorbed by this Chatiche, and it gives it time in this Chatiche. So this Chatiche remains also Leilam Void, even after the 5/6 of the Kazayis of Chilev will be Niflat, because actually Sechti is also. A little bit will remain, will always remain. So that will remain also Leilam Void. But after giving it time in that Chatiche, also in that Chatiche Leilam Void, it will start traveling again. So then, the same 5/6 of the Kazayis of Chilev will be nifla from this Chatiche and be absorbed by this Chatiche. And we give a tam. And then 5 minutes later, again. So this Chatiche already became also Leilam Void. So again, the same 5/6 of the Kazayis of Chilev will be yetzi from this Chatiche and be absorbed by this Chatiche. And then they'll start traveling again. That's according to the Mechaber. So the Rabbi Gleiger operates with the plate of the Chilev itself. But the Shach operates with the plate, not of the Isar itself, but with the Heta particles that were transformed into Isar on the basis of Tiche Nasis Nevele. So he has the Kashe, so Mimele, how can he say? How can the Maram say that the Shach says that the Maram is alright? Why? Because a 5/6 of the Kazayis of Chelev breaks off from the Chticha of Chelev, and it's absorbed by this Chticha of Eta. And then 5/6 of the Kazayis of the particles of Heta, so will be niflet from this Chatiche and be absorbed by that Chatiche. And even though it's particles of ether, but it's chetichnas in the vele. So the particles of ether themselves become osa. Become osa. Become osa. So he says no. But since the chilev will not go out, since the chilev will not go out, so memela, how can it asa? So what kind of ikasha is it against the mechaber? But the mechaber says that the maram holds that tichanasis nevele applies to shor isurim as well. So memela, the moment 5/6 of ikazayis of chilev is absorbed by this tichaseter and it So what kind of ikasha is it against the shach? Apparently, the Rabbi Kveiger is assuming the lomdes of the marshal, which is, I mean, what Rabbi Chaim says in the Ravid. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid. Gabi Bosa B'cholof. There we certainly say chticha atzmanas is nevele, and actually say chtei zosa by Bosa B'cholof. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. There's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Suppose, let's say, a certain chatiche that was belay a tam of the chatiches boso was belay a cholov, was belay a kazayis cholov, and it gave a tam of cholov in the chatiches boso, and then this chatiche was boiled, that chatiches boso was boiled with other chatiches of heta. With other chatiches of heta. So mimele, the cholov cannot come out. The cholov cannot come out. But the particles of boso can come out. So according to the marshal, the other chatiche does not become osa. Because the cholov itself is not idov hashamayim. It's not idov hapeya. So only the particles of boso come out. So the marshal says, no. That the other chatichas heter that is boiled together with the chatichas boso that absorbed cholov does not become osa. The chatichas boso that was boiled in contact with the chatichas boso that absorbed al the bishul before cholov. Why? So how does the Marie explain it? And that's the same lomdes as Reb Chaim. As Reb Chaim says in connection with the Shittas Arayvet. So how does the Mari explain it? The Mari explains it on the basis that the whole aloche of Efshali Sichti Osea, according to the Marshal, is not that Boso that was originally Heter and Cholov that was originally Heter. So once they combine, so each component becomes a Heftz of Issa. No. It's the synthesis that constitutes the essence of Issa. So then you ask, if it's the synthesis that constitutes the essence of Issa, so it should be analogous to Klein. So as long as there is a color of the, as there is a strip of linen in the color, so then the whole beged is Osa. But the moment you pull it out, you pull out the strip of linen from the color, so then the beged becomes muta. So here too, why do we say Efshali Seichte is Osa? So the answer is, as Reb Chaim says, Efshali Seichte is Osa as a remnant of Issa. But it doesn't constitute the essence of Issa. The essence of Issa consists in the synthesis of the Bosar and the Cholov. But the thing itself that became Osa, before it, the milk, the major portion of the milk was squeezed out from the Cholov. So it was Osa. So each particle, each molecule of the Bosar was part and parcel of a synthesis of Bosar and Cholov. But to Asa something else, so if the synthesis cannot travel, just the particles of Bosar can travel, and the cholov component cannot travel, so mainly it cannot asa the other chatiche that is boiled in contact with this chatiche. This is how the Marie explains the chite. And this is how Reb Chaim explains the Shittas Arayvet. The Shittas Rambam is, no, the Pshat Nefshel Sichti Osar is that even though originally the Bosa component was Heter, but the moment the Bosa component combined, united with the cholov component, so the particles of Bosa themselves became essence of Issa. So Mimele, if it's essence of, it's not Osea because as a remnant of Issa, it's Osea because as in view of the fact that for one moment they existed, the two components existed in a state of combination, of synthesis, so the Bosa component by itself became a Heftza of Issa. Apparently the Rabbi Kveiger assumes the lomdes of the Marshal, of the Marie, the Lomdes of Rabchaim in the Raivet. And but where is the Shach? The Shach is certainly Chilik and the Mashal. So the Mashal, the Shach agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. That the Pshat in Nefshel Yisich Teoseh, the Pshat in Nefshel Yisich Teoseh, Tichon Asin Veila Nefshel Yisich Teoseh is, that the heretofore Heter itself becomes Oseh. Even when it's detached from the Yisah, that made it Oseh. Once they unite, so then the heretofore Heter particles become a Hefzav Yisah. Now, since the Maram agrees with the Shita of the Ran, that the Aloha of Ticha Atzman Asis Nevele applies to Shor Yisurim Midrabanon. So Midrabanon, what is true of Bosa B'cholov Midraise, is true by Shor Yisurim Midrabanon. So just as according to the Rambam, the Pshat in Ticha Atzman Asis Nevele and actually Sech Teosar is, that even though originally the Cholov was Eter and the Bosa was Eter, but the moment they united, so the Cholov component became a Hefzer Viseah, and the Bosa component became a Hefzer Viseah, the same thing is true of all Yisurim, according to the Maram. This is what the Shach holds. So in other words, since the Aloch of Tichas Vas Nevela applies to Shor Yisurim, so if Yichticha of Eter absorbs one Kazayis of Yisa of Chelev, and that gives it time for one moment in the Boso, so then it's not only the combination of the Chelev and the Boso that constitutes the essence of Yisa. The Boso particles themselves become a Hefetz of Yisa. So Memele, the Kashi of the Rabbi Kriger is no Kashi. What does Rabbi Kriger ask? Rabbi Kriger says, so he says, Avol al maram atzmei disfil dafil likule amginon. Deim bolu hashom yitzim lichtiche lichtiche lekech shashklas, lekech shashklal. Loi lichile shechozar v'nifrad v'gam loi limadino kadachi lefchozar u'bola ma'achtiche deheter. Do mikol mo kima bela beheta shnivla b'chilev eini yitzim me'achilev. So the answer is, so who cares that ha'bela beheta shnivla b'achilev eini yitzim me'achilev. But the here the four particles of Boso themselves become essence of Yisea. And that is not Bolua, that is Yeitze, so that Nitzolv Kenasa. So why does Rabbi Kiveger ask? Apparently, Rabbi Kiveger assumed the Lomdes of the Mari, the Lomdes of the Raivet, that the Pshat, even by Bosa Becholov, of actually Sech Teoser is, not that once a Chelev unites with Boso, and it gives it time Chelev and the Boso, so the Boso particles become essence of Yisea. No. The essence of Issa consists in the combination of the Chilev and the Bosor in a state of synthesis. But so then you ask, so why do we say that even when you squeeze out, so it still remains Oseh? It remains Oseh as a remnant of Issa, but it cannot answer another Chatiha Seta. Unless there is a combination, there is a plate of both. So that's Rabbi Kriger's Kashe, but the Balua will not come out. But it's no Kashe against the Shach, because the Shach doesn't agree with the Lomdes of the Mashal, you see. Whereas the Rabbi Kiveger's Kashe, he takes it for granted like the Lomdes of the Mashal. All right, now, so that's all, and you should go over by yourself. I mean, all the other Shachs and Tars, I don't think that there is anything important. If I think that there's something important, so I'll discuss it. But tomorrow, we'll go over Simen Kuvot, and very possibly Simen Kuv Zayin. Now let's go over Simen Kuv Vav in the tour. Because of Arashbo, Afal Pi She'ein Chticha Shebo Lo Yisa Nasis Nevele, Ve'in Yisera Selo Lo Fichesh Bino Yisa Shebo, אפל פי חי כי שני פלס לגדי השמיש בשישים ובאת אליסה הבלוע שבו אין החתיכו מזרס לקדמוס על היתרו לפי שאיסה שבו אין נפלט מנו לגמרי ואין נבלע לסיך ההתר שבגדירו מה שאין כי מדובר הנבלע ונימוח שנוף על דם בחייצל ולסיך היטב של היתר ואוסרי מחמס מיוטי וחוזר ונשרה בהריטב של היתר עד שבין כולי סמך לבת לאדם כולי מוטר שהקל נבלע ונשרי ואיסה בסיך היתר Now there is a, that's it for this. This is expressive of a fundamental machleke between the Rashi and the Tor. Now, both the Rashi and the Tor pasken that Chticho Nasis Nevelo applies only to Bosa B'chol, and it doesn't apply to other Yisur. Now, suppose you had a Chtichas Boso that was cooked, Chtichas Boso that had, let's say, a size of 9 zesi, and that was cooked in a pot with a Chticho of Chelev that had the size of a kazayis. Now, we don't know how much it absorbed, so we assume the maximum. The maximum is ikazalis. So let's assume that this chtichas boso, in the course of being cooked with the kazais of chilev, so it absorbed the whole kazais. We know it's not like that, but we assume that. So it assumed the kazais. So in other words, altogether it has a size of 10 gzeisim, 9 gzeisim of boso and 1 kazais of chilev. Now, then, after he finished cooking that chtichas boso together with the chilev, he was able to identify the chtichas boso. He took it out. And then he put it in another pot with other chtichas. So if we are to assume that aloch of tichanasis nevele applies to shor isurim, so then the adak deire should have 60 measures as 60 times 10 gzeisim. 600 gzeisim. But since the Rashba and the Tur, they both pasken like Rabbi Ephraim, that aloha of tichanasis nevele doesn't apply to shor isurim, so not the whole chtichas boso, the 10 gzeisim chtichas boso is a chefzo visa. Only one kazais of that chtichas boso is isa. Now that was put in another gdeire, so if the other gdeire has 60 gzeisim, negated one kazais chile, so then the other gdeire is muta. So the other gdeire is muta. No doubt, according to the Rashba and according to the Tur. But now there is a machleket between the Rashba and the Tur. How about that chaticha itself? He put it in another gdeire that has 60 gzeisim of eter. So the rest of the gdeire is certainly muta. So the Rashba says, even though the rest of the gdeire is certainly muta, but this chaticha remains osa. And the Tur is chel. So the Torah says, "Veni meivin dvarav dechivim shehakel mistarif levatlei al kochah hatam misbalu bechulei dechivim shemisbalu bechulei imkenisbat." So there is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Torah. In other words, and all the poskim say it. In other words, the machlekes between the Rashba and the Torah is true that they both pasken like Rabbi Ephraim that chtichanas nevele doesn't apply to shor isurim, but the Rashba shita is that even though chticha atzmanas nevele doesn't apply to shor isurim, but actually say chtiyosa does apply. Masha'inke in the two holds that one is taller than the other, and if chticha atzmanas nevele doesn't apply to shor isurim, so actually say chtiyosa doesn't apply. Now the Orach HaShulchan, I mean it's a pele on the Orach HaShulchan. So he says, but how can the Rashba say that even though chticha atzmanas nevele doesn't apply to shor isurim, but actually sechti oser does apply, when the Gemara equates one with the other. Now let's see the Gemara. If you have the Gemara Chum, you should turn to the Gemara in Chum Daf Kufches. Elo Kosova, the eighth line from the end of the Amid, to Kufches Amdalet. Elo Kosova, efshali sechti oser, ditma. Rabbi Reb Chanina and Rabbi Yechon in the Amre Efshali Sechti Oseh. Shmuel Reb Shimon Barebe and Rishlokish the Amre Efshali Sechti Muteh. So there is a machlekes. We by Bosa B'cholom. So and we pasken that Efshali Sechti is Oseh by Bosa B'cholom. But so the Hashulchan asks, how can the Rashba say that even though the halacha of Nichtit Chasmas Nevele is limited only to Bosa B'cholom, but the halacha of Efshali Sechti Oseh applies to Shor Isurim, the Gemara equates one with the other. Ditma, Rav, Reb Chanina, Reb Yechon, and the Amre, Efshali Sechti Oseh, Shmuel, Reb Shimon, Bar Abba, Reb Shlokish, the Amre, Efshali Sechti Mut. So in other words, and that has reference to now, because Rav said, Omar Rav, kibim shenosin tam b'chticha, chticha atzman asiz nevele. V'yisaris kol ha'chtichas kulim t'nei shemino. So, in other words, as soon as one chticha absorbed milk, a tam of milk, so that becomes a chefzo v'yisar. And then, when you cook it together with other chtichas, we require on the other deire, in the second deire, 60 measures, neged the whole chticha. Because even the heretofore gzeisim of heter become a chefzo v'yisar. So then the Gemara says, ומאי קוסובר, אי קוסובר אפשר לסיך תמות תחתיך מהי לעשי נבילה, אלו קוסובר אפשר לסיך תעושה. So the Gemara says that the reason is why he says תחתיך נעצמה עשי נבילה, because קוסובר אפשר לסיך תעושה. So in other words, so it's totally one and the other. So how can the Rashba distinguish? So, but the plain pshat, I mean, it's a pele that the Or HaShulchan even asks that. Because the Ramban and the Rashba, they explain the Gemara of Kesovar Efshali Seich Teoseah, and it marad Reb Chanina Reb Yechonah Reb Shlosi Teoseah Shmuel Reb Shimon Reb Reb Rishlokish Nam Reb Shlosi Seich Teimuteah. So they explain it in the subjunctive. When Shmuel and Reb Shimon Reb Reb Rishlokish say Efshali Seich Teimuteah, they say it in the subjunctive. In other words, if it had been, let's say we have a chtichas boso on which drops of milk fell, and the chtichas boso absorbed the drops of milk, and it gave a tam of milk in the chtichas boso. Then you put this chatiche in another gdeire, and you cook it with other chatiches. And there, in the other gdeire, so the milk that was absorbed by the chatiche in the chtichas boso on the first gdeire becomes distributed in the whole gdeire. So mimele, the milk, the bulk of the milk, comes out from the chatiche and it becomes distributed in the whole gdeire. So Shmuel, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, and Reish Lakish say, "Efshar l'seich temuteah." So Rashi says that they say it in the indicative, not in the subjunctive. But the Ramban and the Rashba say they say it in the subjunctive. In other words, "Efshar l'seich te." Had it been possible, if it had been possible, to squeeze out all the drops of milk that the chtichas bosor absorbed in the first day, right? So that not one drop should remain there. But all the drops should be squeezed out and then be evenly redistributed in the whole dairy. And evenly redistributed in the whole dairy, then it would be muta. But that's only in subjunctive. Had it been possible. But the truth is that even with that, when you take the chtichas boso, that absorb the kazayis of milk, and you put it in another dairy, so the bulk of the milk of the kazayis, the major portion of that kazayis of milk, will be niflet in the other gdeire, but there will remain a certain minimum of milk will always remain. So mimele, since not all the milk will come out and the minimum will remain, so even Shmuel will be made that it is osa. Shmuel, when he says actually seichte muter, he has reference to he's saying it in the subjunctive. He has reference to an impossible situation. I mean, it could be possible, I'm sure, that through certain chemical means, you could squeeze out, I mean, you can take out all the water, you can dehydrate every chtiche. Why shouldn't you be able to squeeze out every drop of milk? But it's impossible to take place in the course of ordinary cooking. So Reish Lakish and Shmuel say it in the subjunctive. Efshali seich temuteah. Had it been possible to squeeze out every drop of milk and then have the whole kazayis of milk be evenly redistributed in the whole dairy, so then even that chatiche would become muta in the subjunctive. But actually, since in the course of ordinary cooking, so not the whole kazayis of milk will be niflet and there'll always remain a minimum of milk inside the chatiche. Just the major portion of the milk will be squeezed out and that will evenly be distributed in the rest of the day. Right? So, but a minimum of milk will always remain. So mimele, even Shmuel will be made that chatiche will be osa, remain osa. Why will it be osa? Why will it be osa? Because since Eve, as a remnant of Isa. In other words, so according to the Rashba, according to the Rashba and according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so it will be osea as a remnant of Isa. As a remnant of Isa. So if it had been possible to squeeze out every drop of milk, then it wouldn't even be considered a remnant of Isa, because it's a different identity. But since it's impossible to squeeze out every drop, it's only possible to reduce the milk content to a minimum. I mean, to the minimum, so that it will not give a tam of milk in the chtichas boso. But a minimum will always remain, so mimele, the identity of the chtichas isa always remains, and it remains osa. So that is, so when do they say it, actually say it in muter? If, in a case where it would be possible to squeeze out every drop of milk, or in a case, let's say, of lar b'lach, to liquids, so then you have full distribution. In other words, because when you take, when you mix one liquid with another liquid, so then you have even distribution, even redistribution. So then actually sechta is muta. Then it's mamish. Then it's mamish considered as if you squeeze it out and had a redistribution. Mashain can we have it of a gush? So when you cook that of a gush that has a kazayis content of milk in it, when you cook that dova gush that has the kazayis content of milk in it with other chatiches, so the major portion of the milk will be squeezed out and that will be evenly redistributed in the rest of the gdeire. But a little bit of milk will always remain, and in the end, this chatiche will have a larger milk content than the other chatiches. So mimele, that chatiche is also according to the Ramban and the Rashba. So that's the shite of the Rashba. Now let's see again, Rosh Hashanah. Kos of Rashba. Afal pi shein chticha shebo lo yisa. Nasis nevele. Vein yiseres elo lefichesh ho yisa shebo. Afal pi chay. Ki shenifeles ligdei ro sheyesh bo shishin. Livate lisa rabelua shebo. Ein achticha ho yiseres likadmusa leetera. Because had it been possible to squeeze out every drop of chalev, so then it wouldn't have the same identity. So merely you couldn't say it's osir because it became osir, so it remains osir. No, it's a different thing. But in view of the fact that a mashu always remains, so mimele, and it was osir at one time, so it remains osir. But suppose you have two liquids. Suppose you had yayin, you had a mashke, heta, and then some yayin shel tevel fell into it. Yayin shel tevel. Now, let's say a revis, you had a mashke of 10 revis. Then a revis of yayin shel tevel fell into that mashke. So altogether you have 11 revis. And then you would pour it into a barrel of wine of any other mashke. So then and that barrel would have 60 measures negative one revis, even though that barrel does not have 60 measures negative 11 revis. So then the Rashba says everything will be mutar, even the original revis of yayin shel tevel. Why? Because since it's a matter of liquids, so you have an absolute commingling, even redistribution. Not when you take echtichas bosor that absorb the kazayis of milk in one pot, and then you put it in another pot, so even in the end, at the end of the cooking process in the second pot, so if you are going to analyze it chemically, you'll find out that this chatiche has a bigger, larger milk content than the other chatiches. So mimele, that chatiche remains osa. Masha'in came in case of liquids, so you have an absolute redistribution, even redistribution. So mimele, it's muta. So he says, so let's say liquid, vinimuach, shimnofal dam vichayitze bilisichritiv shalheta, viyosre machmas miutei, vichoza vinisra beoritiv shalheta, ratche bin kuli samech, livate al dam, kuli muta, shakil nivla vinisari foyisa bisichaheta. So in other words, so you'll find that all the poskim say that the Rashba shita is that even though chticha atzmas nevela doesn't apply to shor yisurim, but efshali sechte osa does apply by dova gush, but by dova lach, so even efshali sechte is muta. This is what they mean, you see. Veini mevin dvor, v'chiv mishe hakel mitzdarif levatlei al kocho chatam mizbalbel bekulei, v'chiv mishe mizbalbel bekulei, there is even redistribution, so imken is batel. So he is chelik. In other words, so the shita saturi is that even by dova gush, so by shor yisurim, not only don't we say chticha atzmas nevela, we don't even say efshar yisech teos. Because of the Rashba, chticha sheyeish bo chelik, shenizbash lo b'gdei ro sheyeish bo samach, livati la chelik, tzorich li zoya shelo yosir shum dovo min agdeire beit chticha so yisa b'seichu, shlishem oti shoya b'achrein o b'shor shein samach, livati la chelik, תעשר מה שבגדי רו, וגם לא יציינו תחילו, שהחילף שבו יעשר איסו, ומטה כנוסו, שינחנו עד שיצטן אין הטף של בגדי רו. So the Rashba says, suppose you have echtich, that has chilef. Now, so we have to say, as the Bach points out, that here the Rashba is referenced not to the same kind of situation as the first Rashba. The first Rashba had reference to echtich as boso that had a certain portion of chilef bolua inside. Here the Rashba has referenced to a case of a echtich, let's say you had, let's say, in the Gdera, you had many chtichas basa. And all the chtichas basa were heta. But then, there was one chtiche, let's say, the cloyes, the kidney. So that had a piece of chilev attached to it. There is always a piece of chilev attached to the kidney, to the cloyes. So then, and let's say, so in the Gdera, you put in the other chtiches of the behemoth, of the basa. And also this chtiche of the cloyes that had a piece of chilev attached to it. So the chilev was ben. It was attached to the cloyes. Chticho sheyesh b'chilev. And everything was nizbashel in one deir. She nizbashel b'deir. Sheyesh b'samach levatel ha-chilev. Yisorech lizoyer shol yoser shum dobo m'nagdeir b'yit chticha soyisa b'seicho. So as long as the chticha seisa, the chticha that has a piece of chilev attached to it, let's say some chilev dropped on that chticha. In other words, the ben of chilev on it. So as long as that chticha that has the isa on it, so he is in the gdeira, so he shouldn't take out any chticha. Why? So because right now when you have many chtichas, so in other words, you have many chtichas, and this is the chtichas isa. So in all these chtichas together, there is shishim neged chtichas isa. But suppose you take out one chtiche, so then in the rest of the chtiches will not have shishim. So memele it will asa. The moment you take out one chtiche, so here there is only 50 measures left neged chtichas isa. So it will asa. And the Rashba says the same way. וגם לא יצאנו תחילו שהחילף שבו. נשמו תשאו באחילים שסעבו על החילף שבו. וגם לא יצאנו תחילו. And he shouldn't take out the chatiche that has the chilev attached to it. Because if he takes out the chatiche that has the chilev attached to it, so the moment he takes it out for a moment, so then there is no shishim in that chatiche itself, neged the chilev that is attached to it. So memele it will ask the whole chatiche. מה שאין כן, if it remains, if it is allowed to remain inside the gdeir all the time, so even the chatiche that has the piece of chilef on it, attached to it, so will also be muter, because there is shishim, there is shishim in all the gdeir, but when you take out that particular chatiche that has the chilef on it, so memele, there is no tzil between that chatiche and the other chatiches. And of course that chatiche itself does not, that's the chatiche, and then the chilef is attached to it, you see. So that chaticha itself does not have 60 measures neged the piece of chilev that is attached to it, the piece of chilev that is behen on it. This is what he says. Vishemo, v'gam lo yitzeno tchilo shachilev shebo yeser is umata kanto. So suppose he wants to take out. So in other words, so he can never take out. No, he can take out. Sheyanechenu ad sheyitzanen hatafshil ve'agdeiro. In other words, he should wait before he takes out one chaticha, or before he takes out the chaticha that had originally a piece of chilev be'en on it, so he should let all the chatiches stay inside the gdeira, below the reitev, below the level of the reitev, until it cools off. Once it cools off, he has nothing to worry about, because then when he takes out that chatiche, so whatever was not nivla until now will not be nivla again, because it's already cold. And if he takes out another chatiche, so true, right now there is only 50 measures neged this chatiche, but since it's cold already, so the blia will not take place. Shidechel shnayim shalosh agdir. This is what the Rashba says. So the Torah says, "Vizel isforosim." That's lifishitosi. Shav la'acha shenizbat lo lichozal etir. Aval if mashikosafti. Now the question arises, that's the kasha of the Bach. But why does he say vizel if he's farosi? Shav lachashin is batul lechozal eteiro. But the Rashba himself said that that chatiche, that he the chilev belua in it. So that is osea, that remains osea. Because it was osea, and since it's impossible to take out every particle of the chilev that was absorbed in it, you can only reduce it to a minimum. But you can't squeeze out every particle of chilev that was absorbed in it. So maybe it remains osea. It remains osea. So here too, why does he say that this chaticha itself will be osea if you take it out? So how does the Rashi put the two say vizel if osea shaflach and batel chatiro? So the Bach is the kash. The Bach is the kash. V'hayne dafke b'chticho chayo sheyesh bo chilev v'nizbashlo imshoa chatiches avol nizbashlo tchilo bilvado v'nesko liyotzeso miyisuro v'laz ha-teorishin. When does the Rashba say that the chatiche means osea if the chilev is not b'en on the chatiche? It's already belua in the interior of the chatiche. So mele, in other words, the chatiche was cooked with chilev in one part, then he took it out. So you have no chilev bien on top of the chaticha, attached to the chaticha. You just have chilev belua in the interior of the chaticha. So Mele the Rashba says, even when you cook it with another gdeiro or with other chatichas, and the bulk of the chilev comes out, but a minimum of chilev remains, so Mele it remains also. Mashenkin here is dealing with a case where we put a chaticha that has chilev ben on top of it, on top of that chatiche, attached. So he put that chatiche together with other chatiches in the gdeiro. So the chilev is still ben. If the chilev is still ben, so then we cannot say that chatiche always remains osa. Because only when the chilev already gave it tam in a certain chatiche, in the previous cooking. Mashenkin here, he is dealing, he has referenced the case to a chaticho chayo, a raw chatiche, that had a piece of chilev attached to it, or a piece of chilev ben on it. שיש בו חילב ונסבש לו עם שואה תיכס. אבל אם נסבש לו תחילו בלבדו ונסחו, ויוצא סו מייסורו, ולאחזר את היאוריש. All right. So he has reference to the case now, this Rashba has reference to the case, to יחתיכה that has חילב בין on top of it. And this was cooking together with other חתיכס. So he's not allowed to take out one חתיכה, because then there won't be any שישים נגד the חילב, and he's not allowed to take out while it's still hot the חתיכה that has the חילב בין on it. Because then it will give it time, the moment you take it out, it will give it time and there won't be any shishim together with this chatir. Vizel if it's verose, shavlacha shenis ba'otu l'chozo l'teira, avol im mashi kosafti, shalacha shenis ba'ti l'isa shepo, ein eise v'cheze l'teiro, ein lochush, umikol mokeim, ein lochush. But according to his shite, that once it became bottle, so it cannot aser, and the chatir itself becomes muter, some melee here too, it remains, so here too, it doesn't aser. ומכל מוקים יש לחלק, שאף על פי שחתיך שבו לאיסה, מזבט לאיסה שבו בסמך, ונעשרית, חתיך שחילה, however, חתיך שחילב שבו הוא בעין, אין מזבט, ואף על פי שיש סמך כנגדי חזריס. Now let's see the machab. Simin kubo. Chticha shebolo yisa, ve'im bo samach levatlei, shenoflo ligdeire, eina yiseres elo lifichesh, yisa shebo. In other words, if the chticha has nine zaysim, the chticha seter, and it absorbed the kazayis of chile, so then it was noflo to another gdeire, so we need chishim neged one kazayis, but we don't need chishim neged all the ten zaysim. In other words, it's proportional. It has to be considered proportionately. If you have Isa Shabbat. שאם יש במעשב גדירו מצורף מחתיך עצמו שישים כנגד ישראל בלו אבו מותה מה שבגדירו. In other words, it will become bottle. Even if the other חתיכה is in the gדירה exclusive of the nine gzeisim of the חתיכה that absorbed one kazayis of chilev, does not have shishim. Let's say, suppose there are 51 gzeisim in the other chatiches, in the second layer. 51. So, but together with the 9 gzeisim of that chatiche itself, so it's 60. So then the one kazayis of chelev that is latent in the interior of that chatiche becomes bottled in the 51 gzeisim of the other chatiches in the gdeire and the 9 gzeisim of that chatiche itself. So he says, "Mitzuref machticha atzma shishim kineged Israel belu abo muta mashe bideyo avo machticha atzma." So that's only by the vagush, because it's impossible to squeeze out everything and have an absolute redistribution. Mashein kein by the valach to liquids, then it's possible to effect a perfect, even redistribution. So then it's mamish efshali seichrei. It's mamish efshali seichrei. So then it is muta. משאין כי מדובר הניבל ונימוח שאם נופל דם וחיי צבי לסך ריטב של היתר ויוסרי מחמס מיותר והכן ישרה בהו ריטב של היתר עד שיש בין כולי סמך לבטל הדם כולי מותר שהכל ניבל ונסרף. In other words, if you have, all right, I mentioned an example of יין של קבל, or he mentions an example, the tour, the מחבר, he mentioned an example of דם. So let's say you have a revis of דם fell into 9 revi'is of mayim. So the revi'is of dam gave a tam of dam in the mayim. Then that mayim was poured. So altogether you have 10 revi'is. One revi'is of isa in it. Then, and we don't say chtichatzmas nevela. If we say chtichatzmas nevela, so then all the 10 revi'is become chtichatzmas an entity of it. But according to Rabbi Ephraim, we don't say chtichatzmas nevela, shori surim. So how much isa do we have in that mixture? Only one revi'is. So then all the 10 revi'is, out of which one revi'is is isa, so were dropped into a barrel of wine, of cider, of anything. So if in that barrel we have 50 revi'is, so then everything becomes muta. Even the original revi'is of dam becomes muta. Why? Because in liquids we can affect a perfect redistribution. So he says, "Shachigi bikulei psamo vatla dam kulei muta shachatel nivol nisa." But that is true according to the shita of Rabbi Nefrai. But there are more passages like the Ram that we apply the aloche of Pticha Asmas is Nevele by Shor Yisurim too. We mash and Iyagin Lema Bichol Yisurim Pticha Asmas is Nevele and Yichilu bin Dovalach li Dova Yavish. So there is no difference between the Dovalach and Dova Yavish. Elo li yin ze Dim hanesa kvoru Dova Yavish V'yeish samach kenegdei V'yeish samach kenegdei Hachtiche. So in other words, so Lididan that we pass like the Ram, that Tichas Nas Nevele applies to Kol Yisurim Shebateiro, so then we cannot make this distinction between Dova Gush and Dova Lach. But there is a difference between Dova Gush and Dova Lach, even according to us. In what situation? So he says, El Yenze, Dimanesa Kvon Hu Dova Yovish, V'yeisamach Kinegdei, Hachtiche Ne'aneseres Tchilo Nisheres B'Yisur, V'yitzorich Lo Siro Mishom, Imakiro, ואם היא מכירו פתאו, אם אין הכתיכו רואי על ישחבית, ואם הוא דבר לך, הכל מותר, מאחר ואי כסמך, נגד מה שנסך תחיל. So let's say, by דבר גוש, so he והכתיכה, of בוסו, absorb, of nine gzeisim, absorb the kazayis of חיל, so then all the 10 gzeisim are considered as an entity of visa. Even the particles of heta become a chepts of visa. So we have a chtiche of 10 gzeisim of visa. We have a chtiche of 10 gzeisim of visa. Now then you take this chtiche of 10 gzeisim. You take this chtiche of 10 gzeisim. And you put it in another pot with other chtiches. So then the other things The rest of the Gdeiro will be only Muter, if the Chtiches and Adag Deiro, the Reitif and the Chtiches and Adag Deiro, all together will have 60 times 10. Because even the heretofore 9 Gzeisim of Heter in the Chtiches Heter, the original Chtiches Heter, also became a Chavchavisya. Now when you take this Chtiche that all together has a size of 10 Gzeisim, 9 Gzeisim of real Heter, I mean, there's 9 Zaysi, 1 Kazayis of real Isser, and 9 Zaysi of heretofore Heter, but was converted into Isser. So then you put it in another part, so you must have 60 times 10 Zaysi. In other words, 600 Zaysi. And if you do have 600 Zaysi in the Gdeire, so then the whole Gdeire is Muta. But this Chatiche will still remain Osa. Will still remain Osa, according to us. Because the whole chaticha is a chaticha siseh. And when it's cooked together with other chatichas, so a little bit will remain, you see. So mele it will still be osa. Mashenkin, so he says, di manesar kvo hu dovoy oveish a chaticha of 9 zesim of boso that absorb 1 kazayis of chilef. And then you put it in another pot. V'yei samach kinegdei. There is 60 measures negative 10 zesim. 600 zesim. So achticha neseres tchilo nisheres b'yisur. Yisur. V'tzorech l'yisiro mishom imakiro. V'imeinu makiro. So then it's taruves of yovish b'yovish. It's telo. Ime nechticha ori l'ischabit. If it's chticha ori l'ischabit, then I feel better for bottom. Now the question that was raised by the Shach is, but even if it's chticha ori l'ischabit, but we learned in Simen Kuvbeit, we learned that the whole aloche of chticha ori l'ischabit is only by osa machmas atzmei, but not by osa machmas abalua b'sechei. So here, so why does he say, v'imeini makir optilo imeini chticho ori l'ischabit? Even if it is a chticho ori l'ischabit, there is still bitl of yovish v'yovish. Why? Because it's not osa machmas atzmei, it's only osa machmas abalua b'sechei. So the Shach says that when he says, v'imeini makir optilo imeini chticho ori l'ischabit, mashein kein, if it is a chticho ori l'ischabit, it doesn't become bottle. So the Ramo has reference to Posa B'cholo, not to a chtiche that absorbed chilev or absorbed nebeh. Because then, even if it is a chtiche really schabit, so there is still bitl. But he has reference, let's say, to a Posa B'cholo, let's say, when Posa acquired the time, absorbed cholov and acquired the time of cholov. So then, if he's not makirat, and tzichticha oil is chabit, then it doesn't become bottle. But if it is einu chticha oil is chabit, so even if tzichticha is chticha basa b'cholov, it becomes bottle yavish b'yavish. But if it's makiro, so then the tzichticha remains osa. Because actually seichtei, because it was osa originally, so it remains osa. However, v'imud amalach, suppose you have a revis of dam, and you mixed it with 9 revis of water. So altogether you have 10 revis. Then you dumped it into a barrel of wine, I mean a kosher wine, a barrel of maim or a barrel of cider. So then, in order that it should be muta, that barrel of cider or of wine or of water should be muta, you'll have to have 60 times 10 revis, not 60 times 1 revis. But if you have, because all the 10 revis of the original mixture of the 10 revis became a heftzavisa. But if you have 60 times 10 revis, then even the original 10 revis, the mixture of the dam and the mayim, so it also become muta, because since it's a liquid, so you have a perfect commingling and redistribution. Now, Silbeis. Ulfin, so the Ramo says, Ulfima di kaimu lochticha ad nas nevelo, meisi rachticho asuro mishom, v'ashom muta. Now, the Taz, so in order to understand the Taz, you must know the Gemara of Kal. Thank you. There's the Gemara. Gemara says, "Daf Tzadik Zayin on Beis Nachum." Omar Rav Nachman, "Gid b'shishim, ve'in gid min aminya." In other words, the gid itself, the gid anoshi itself, is not mitzuref to the shishim. Kchal b'shishim, the odor of a behemo, so that has a lot of milk. It has a profusion of milk in it. So midraisa, it's not osar on this korban b'asa b'cholov. Midraisa, it's not osar on the skor b'asa b'cholov. But mid rabbonon it's osar. So then, so kchal b'shishim, ukchal min amiyah.